This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Henry L. Ward versus State of Missouri, decided January 28th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Henry L. Ward, appellant, vi. WD86338, State of Missouri, filed January 28th, 2025. Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Pettis County. The Honorable Robert Kaufman, Judge before Division 3, Thomas N. Chapman, P.J., and Lisa White Hardwick, and Alak Ahuja, J.J. Henry Ward was convicted of multiple felonies in the Circuit Court of Pettis County. After this, court affirmed his convictions on direct appeal. Ward filed a motion for post-conviction relief under Supreme Court Rule 29.15. The Circuit Court denied Ward's amended post-conviction relief motion after an evidentiary hearing. Ward appeals. The Circuit Court did not enter a final appealable judgment because the court did not address all of the claims in either Ward's pro se or amended motions for post-conviction relief. We accordingly lack appellate jurisdiction and dismiss Ward's appeal because Ward's amended motion for post-conviction relief was filed substantially outside the deadline specified in Rule 29.15G. The Circuit Court must conduct an inquiry to determine, two, whether Ward was abandoned by his appointed post-conviction counsel, before it can decide which of Ward's claims it must address. Factual background. Ward's convictions arose from the armed robbery of a pawn shop in Sedalia in December 2014, during which a pawn shop employee was beaten and shot. Ward was 16 years old at the time of the crimes. Following a two-day trial, a jury convicted him of first-degree robbery, first-degree assault, armed criminal action, unlawful use of a weapon, and receiving stolen property. The Circuit Court followed the jury's sentencing recommendations and sentenced Ward to 20 years imprisonment for robbery, 15 years for assault, 30 years for armed criminal action, 15 years for unlawful use of a weapon, and 7 years for receiving stolen property. The court ordered that all sentences run consecutively, resulting in a total term of imprisonment of 87 years. Ward appealed his convictions. This court affirmed the Circuit Court's judgment in State versus Ward, number WD82701-598-SW3D-926, MOAP to WD May 5th, 2020. Mem. Our mandate in Ward's direct appeal issued on May 27, 2020. On July 24, 2020, Ward filed a timely pro se motion for post-conviction relief under Supreme Court Rule 29.15. Ward's pro se motion asserted 14 claims of ineffective assistance of trial counsel and another 10 claims of judicial misconduct. The claims of judicial misconduct challenged rulings made by the Circuit Court during Ward's trial and sentencing, and the trial judge's failure to recuse himself. 3. On August 4, 2020, the Circuit Court entered an order on the docket appointing the Public Defender's Office to represent Ward in the post-conviction proceeding. At that time, the Circuit Court did not notify the Public Defender's Office that it had been appointed as counsel, however. More than 7 months later, on March 8, 2021, the Circuit Court received a letter from Ward. In the letter, Ward inquired about the status of his case and stated that he had not been contacted by the Public Defender's Office. On the same day, the circuit clerk contacted the Public Defender's Office by voicemail and email, asking why no one from the Public Defender's Office had entered an appearance on Ward's behalf. In response, an attorney from the Public Defender's Office entered her appearance as counsel for Ward on April 5, 2021. Despite appointed counsel's entry of appearance on April 5, 2021, no further activity occurred in Ward's post-conviction relief case for more than 10 months. Then, on February 7, 2022, appointed counsel filed a motion to declare abandonment of movant and to consider movant's untimely filed amended motion. The abandonment motion and an attached affidavit from a district defender both proceeded on the assumption that the Circuit Court's appointment of counsel was effective on August 4, 2020. When the court's appointment order was entered on the docket. The motion and affidavit both assumed that the time to file an amended post-conviction relief motion had already expired by the time the Public Defender's Office was notified of its appointment on March 8, 2021. Accordingly, while the motion and affidavit sought to explain appointed counsel's failure to take any action on Ward's behalf for prior to March 8, 2021, the motion and affidavit did not offer any explanation for the lack of activity in Ward's case after that date. The caption of appointed counsel's February 7, 2022. Motion asked the Circuit Court to consider movement's untimely filed amended motion. Despite the title of the motion, no amended motion for post-conviction relief had been filed at that time, and none